Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right, cause I'm safe out of jail. If the teacher pops a test,
my roommate Mike Ward and I may or may not have gotten up early on Saturdays in college to watch the show every week. Cannot recall that's true or not. It's true. Yeah. Did you, Will, happen to hear what happened over the weekend?
Well, there were a number of things that happened over the weekend.
Very busy weekend.
Are we talking about a certain golf-related milestone?
The par three played about, what, 130-ish from the women's tee today?
Nine iron? Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? Did that just go in?
Callaway ball, right?
Oh, God.
Of course. Of course it was a Callaway. That, my friends, is a hole-in-one.
Number two.
Her second on this whole career.
I want a photo.
What a privilege.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that just went in.
Wait. Did I just hear your golf partner in the back? I didn't catch this the first time. Just say, what a privilege to have seen that.
There are a lot of people who've never seen one. I've seen one, two, three.
What a privilege.
Four. I've seen four. Two of them were mine. It is so exciting when it happens.
Oh, Callaway, again, I want my plaque. I never got a plaque the first time.
Callaway did tweet me, we'll get you your plaque.
It's in the hole!
It's very exciting.
I guess Callaway's put the video up on their website. Charlotte Observer is covering this thing wall to wall.
I have this weird superstition. I don't know when it started. It was I have only played that ball for 10 years, probably. I only play Callaways, and if I run out, I buy more. I don't take, like,
a Titleist?
No. Okay,
please.
I don't.
I'm a
Callaway girl.
Here.
That's what I hit. It's the ball that I use.
No, that's white trash ball.
Oh, sorry.
It's in the hole!
Give me a break.
TaylorMade.
No. Please.
Please. TaylorMade.
Please.
Rather make it myself.
I'm impressed that you said that you hit both holes in one with the same ball.
No,
do you realize
same kind of ball?
Same Callaway. Yeah,
okay.
The same Callaway. But
I was going to say.
And you know what? I actually tweeted the Kansas City Star guy, Monty Davis, who is so nice. I said, hey, I want to clarify, and I think you understand this. No one hits their hole in one ball. My ball of choice is Callaway, and I hit the same style of ball
both times,
the same hole.
Of course.
So what happens to the actual ball? Does this go into the house?
Oh.
Have you not seen my little display?
I've not seen your little display.
It goes in a shadow box.
Got the flag and the ball and the newspaper thing. I know.
I was about to be really impressed that you were able to play one ball that long.
Oh, God, no.
It's up on the mantle with all the dust.
Thank you.
Oh, we haven't gotten past that.
I told
no,
you.
No, we're never going to get past dusting the mantle.
My favorite line of the day was when Chris called my dad, and he goes, your daughter just got another hole in one. And my dad, just complete deadpan, does not even miss a beat and says, have her call me when she gets to three.
Oh!
Because he has three. He has three over, like, I don't know, 30 years.
So I got an email from your dad over the weekend. True story. I'm not making this up. And it was a follow-up to last week's conversation about whether it is rude to call a woman a ma'am. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember that conversation? So your dad, Craig, writes me an email over the weekend and I got a good chuckle out of it. He said, Scott, if I think the woman that I'm dealing with is younger than me, I will call her Miss.
Okay.
If I think the woman I'm dealing with is older than me, I will call her Ma'am.
Okay.
If I think the woman I'm dealing with is roughly my same age, I will ask her to dust my mantle.
Stop it.
I'm not kidding you. You want to see it?
No, I believe that that's my father.
Do you not believe me?
There have been tons of articles written, and I'll just read some titles, okay? Don't call me ma'am. Please don't call me ma'am.
Oh, shut
Why
up.
Ma'am is offensive.
Please dust my mantle.
Please go away. Oh, my God.
There are people who believe calling a woman ma'am is disrespectful.
Walk into a swinging bat, please.
Scott!
Wow.
Wow.
That escalated quickly.
I've never heard that one before. Walk into a swinging bat.
That
was a good one.
Thanks.
Listen to this from Cosmopolitan. I don't remember the exact place or time I was first called ma'am, which means on some level I must have blocked it out. I remember I was around 30, and it was a complete surprise.
Oh, my God.
In my mind, I was still wind-chiming around town as a miss. And then some waiter, or maybe it was a bank teller, looked me up and down and decided I was a ma'am. I didn't expect to be called ma'am any more than I expected Clive Owen to walk in and demand. Oh, I won't finish that. In that moment, I felt...
What are you guys doing in there?
Viscerally, the beginning of something slipping away.
Yeah, your age.
Yeah, it's age. That's why ma'am makes people crazy. Almost universally, women hate it.
It is a sign of respect. Here's the funny thing. Try being a lower grade officer or NCO, dealing with a mid or high grade officer who's a woman, and try calling her anything but ma'am.
Men like sir because sir is awesome. Sir is what knights are, what Paul McCartney is. Sir sounds like you're sitting in a castle eating rack of lamb. Sir means you are respected and maybe a little feared.
Would you rather madam? Because ma'am is just a short version of madam.
Yeah, like madam secretary.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call women of prestige. Madam secretary or madam.
She ends the article by saying, seniors, if you're a senior, maybe ma'am. But I'm not old enough to be called ma'am. And at the time she wrote the article, she was 40.
Look me dead in the eye. You tell me something.
Yeah.
Do you consider, I can't believe we're having this conversation again. Do you consider the word ma'am to be derogatory? Because I do not.
I don't think it's... is it condescending?
Of course it's not. It is intended as a sign of respect.
But it is also attached to age. And ma'am, for most women, means you think I'm old.
No, it doesn't. And I actually take umbrage with that.
That's the second time you've used that word today,
well,
by the way.
Thank you.
Umbrager.
An umbragement.
Got it.
If I refer to you as ma'am, it's not because I think you're older. It means I'm trying to hold you in a higher, I'm trying to put you on a higher pedestal than myself. And that is all. You could be 35 and be a ma'am. And I also...
You wouldn't call a... like a 17-year-old ma'am.
Well, I would.
I'll tell you what. I was on the phone last week with the insurance company, and I don't know the age of the woman that I spoke with, but it was with USAA, and they primarily deal with military people. Well, they exclusively deal with military people. I have no idea if this woman was 25 or 55. I have no idea. But when she asked me a question, I said, yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am. And I never once stopped to ask her age.
Did you know that ma'am is short for madam, okay?
We just went over
and
that.
Is the proper way to address a married female or a widow regardless of age.
Mm-hmm.
Which says to me you should not say that casually to someone on the other end of the phone. You have no idea whether she's married or not.
Well, should I ask? Excuse me. Before we continue the conversation, are you married or has your husband died a painful death?
Hello, this is Scott. Quick disclaimer. We need to get this out of the way first.
If you've never been married or...
Are you a widow?
You have cobwebs down there. I'm going to refer to you as Miss.
Miss is short for mistress or missus.
Mrs. Really?
And
Mistress.
Is the proper way to address an unmarried female of any age.
Okay. Proper.
So again, it's tied to marriage. All so let me summarize your words.
You'd rather be called mistress than madam.
No, because I'm married, and apparently miss means unmarried.
So you want me to call you ma'am?
No, I don't want you to call me ma'am.
But you're married.
Why can't you just call me by my name, and I'll call you jerk?
That's not his preferred term to be addressed by.
That's not my title.
Sir.
Yeah, but sir, she's right, has an air of, oh, he's a sir. He's sir, like Elton John.
Well, if you want the female equivalent of that, we can call you dame.
Okay, like Judi Dench?
I don't know who Judi Dench is, but.
Oh, God.
Oh, please.
I was afraid he would say that.
She's the dame, Judi Dench.
M, James Bond movies.
Plays the queen.
Come on, you know who you're talking to, right?
Dang it, I'm sorry.
You know my track
record. Why do we call men sir, but we don't call unmarried men sire, which back 10,000 years ago when some man came up with these names, that's what we did.
Why are you so mad about
it? So like Will Starrett's not married right now. We would call him sire.
Mm-hmm. I'm good with that. Go for it. I don't care.
The next time you're in a restaurant to your waiter.
I just don't care.
Excuse me, sire? Excuse me, sire?
Yes.
Oh, you're unmarried. You would be sire.
You damn well better call me sir.
I will call you sire.
You will call me sir.
No, if we're going to go by all of these rules written hundreds of years ago, you are a sire.
Pardon me, sire. I have cometh to procure some sustenance.
Well, you're a sire too. So shut it over there, sire. You're all three sires.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, dame.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back all around the way. Seems like everywhere I roam, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing, that I love you.
Baby,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, I am so happy to tell you, my friends. Michael Franti has booked a tour date in Kansas City Monday, October 21st.
Well, it's about time.
You got to get him in studio?
I am working on it. I was on the phone with his guitarist over the weekend. We had a lengthy chat. And by the way, he's got a new song out with Matt Sorum from Guns N' Roses, if that name rings a bell, drummer, who was on the Use Your Illusion albums. It's called Baby, and it's really, really good. He sent it to me over the weekend.
October 21st?
October 21st. It's a Monday. They're going to be at the Crossroads.
I'm in.
Grinders, whatever you want to call it. His name is Jay Bowman. He and I were talking over the weekend. I said, hey, what are the chances that we can get you and Franti in, maybe play a song on the Air Force or something? He said, already working on it.
I love him.
So
he makes me happy.
He's who, Franti or Bowman? Franti,
he just is this happy,
he's just a good,
lovely
human being. Yes. He's a good human being. And I love that band. I remember I caught them. I never heard of them. And they opened up for Train, I don't know, like 6-7 years ago. And the guitar guy, who's now become my friend, was playing up there. And they, you know, play some Franti for me real fast. He's just up there on stage, just, nah, 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 nah. And you couldn't kick the smile off this guy's face.
He's just happy.
Having the time of his life. And he and I hooked up about a year later, not that way, you know what I mean. We weren't dusting mantles
or nothing. Dusting each other's mantles.
But I happened to be wearing a t-shirt of an obscure rock band. He's like, no way. I go, yeah. He goes, I love those guys. So then we ended up nerding out for like an hour, and we've been friends ever since. But he said he's going to talk to Franti, going to try to get him in studio, play some songs for us, and we'll just have a good afternoon talking about how good life is, not how bad life is, ma'am. Yeah. So we're going to do that. And Will, you're going to a Michael Franti concert. You and Julie are invited. So
awesome.
Are you, Sam. So are you, Sam.
Don't
do that to me. And you are going too.
I'm going, but I'm going to a show this week.
Who are you going to see?
I am going to see, Sam. I was in the car with my brother about a month ago. We're driving back from Starlight. And you know, Austin has that like cool factor where he's light years ahead of everything else that's going on that's hip and amazing.
Super cool kid.
So he's in the car and he's playing this song. And I go, who is that? That is my favorite song of all time.
Who is it?
And Austin looks at me like I'm crazy and says, Gary Clark Jr.
Oh, yes, please.
He's coming to Kansas City. And I go, well, how did I miss this memo? But I'm, you know, a ma'am, so I don't know about things like Gary Clark Jr. So I went right online and got tickets to that show. He's here. He's at Crossroads this week.
Oh, is he in town this
week? Yes, that's why Austin looked at me like I was crazy. He goes, Gary Clark Jr., he's coming to Kansas City?
We've played Gary Clark on the show before.
I was going to say.
No, we have not.
Yes, we have.
His cover of the Beatles Come Together.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to play it for you.
Lights out.
It's better than the Beatles.
Yes.
How am I the last one? On this train.
We have played Gary Clark Jr. on the show. In fact, I think he's been an artist of the day before. Listen to this.
We want holy robot. He got hair down to his knees. Got to be a joker. He just do what he needs.
Yeah, he's going to be in the Crossroads. That's going to be a sellout.
Yeah.
Gary Clark Jr. is hot. And I'm not gay or nothing.
So Austin
no
was
homo,
playing,
but he is sexy.
Austin was playing.
Minimal
it was more
homo.
Blues. It wasn't that song.
No,
it was very bluesy.
Most of his stuff is blues rock.
I was like, look at that.
And if you listen to what he did with Come Together, he turned it into a blues song, a very loud one.
That's hot, man. That is hot.
Yeah, it is.
You gotta know
Gary Clark Jr.
By the end of the night. Wow. My lights make city calling to my head.
What's he in town? He's like over-modulated blues rock, and it's really cool.
I think it's Tuesday night.
He's in town tomorrow night?
Yeah. Oh. Yep, yep.
Ooh. Same night I'm at Bruce Hornsby.
Well, I mean, you're right. Tuesday, August 13th.
I mean, of course.
Gary Clark Jr. He's down in the Crossroads. Mm. Oof.
What's the temperature going to be?
What does it feel like right now? 104 outside?
124.
I mean, it is just hot.
Feels like 108 right now.
Good night.
It's really bad.
All right.
Please check cars. I know I say that every time it's this hot, but...
Are you talking about the kid they found in Lawrence?
I am now even in a parking lot. I look in the cars around me.
I don't mean to be morbid, but what happened in Lawrence over the weekend? I know they found a 2-year-old child in a car.
There was a news conference this afternoon, and
Will, do you have any?
You know,
more on
heat
that?
Appears to be a factor, which I said, well,
duh.
Yeah. What I don't understand is the circumstances under which the child was left in the car.
They're saying it was a family member who left them there, but not a parent. That's all they're saying at this point.
The other thing that puzzled me when I first read the story was Lawrence police wrote, we saw the child and contacted family members, which says to me a family member did not find this child. I want to know.
That's the way I understood it.
That's the way I read it. Like one of the first things I said was police got there, saw that there was nothing that could be done, and then contacted family. Who contacted police to say this poor child was in this car?
Here, let me just read. Lawrence police have identified the child as Devontae LaShawn Turner. Police Chief Gregory Burns at a news conference today said the 2-year-old Lawrence boy at the time, Will, to your point, was in the care of family members who were not his parents, but the chief would not be more specific. A death investigation is underway. It appears heat was what contributed to the boy's death. The boy's death is tragic. Quoting here from the chief, as those involved attempt to heal from this loss, our thoughts are with everyone who has been affected by this event. Anytime we lose a citizen of our city, it's very tragic. Burns said the event served as a reminder for people to take extra care when exiting their vehicles, especially this time of year when temperatures are high.
They are talking about mandating, and I love this because Kids in Cars was founded locally. They are talking about trying to get automakers to all the regulations we have with cars, airbags, you know, even the way that your window rolls down is regulated. Have you ever noticed that? You cannot push down anymore to roll down the window. You have to pull up. And there's a reason for that. Pets and children were standing on the armrest. And when you would put pressure on the old style push down window, as the pet or the child was standing on the armrest, the window would go up and they would asphyxiate. So that is now regulated.
I never noticed.
I know you never think about the way you roll your window up in your car. There's a reason that you pull up to roll it up instead of push down. Kids in Cars is saying, why do we not have a weight sensor like you do in front seats for the airbag? And when I get in my car at night, Scott, and it's annoying, but I understand the reason why. If I have my purse and or one other object in my front passenger seat, that thing starts going ding, 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 because the computer thinks a person is sitting in there because it's weighted.
The child was found in a residential neighborhood near 33rd in Iowa. The only residentially zoned properties in the 3300 block of Iowa is the Easy Living Mobile Home Park at 3323 Iowa Street, which is behind the movie theater and the JCPenney.
Yeah, I saw a photo and that's what it looked like. It looked like a park.
Okay.
Which doesn't matter. I mean, people of all ages, socioeconomic backgrounds, all of those things. There is no one profile of a family who has this happen.
So are we going to argue, as we have in the past, that the family has lost enough? Or is it about time, as I would argue, that we stop saying it's okay? That's too broad of a statement. I apologize for that. That it is acceptable, in a way, to forget a kid in
or that
a car.
It's, or that you are not criminally liable is right. Another way to say it.
Right.
I have the answer to one of your questions from KCTV5. It was just about 5 p.m. Sunday night when someone saw a baby boy sitting in the car in front of a family member's home at the Easy Living Mobile Home Park in Lawrence. That's how this all unraveled. Someone either walking by, passing by, driving by.
Try getting that image out of your head for the rest of your life.
A child, called police. Police showed up, saw the child, and then started knocking on doors trying to figure out.
Well, the kid was dead.
Correct.
I mean, the kid didn't even stand a chance. And I understand, having talked about these kinds of stories almost ad nauseam.
The 32nd child to die in a hot car this year alone. Think about that. The 32nd child.
I'm not judging. I'm just speaking from my experience. I have had two daughters in my life. Both have ridden in the back seat of my car, in child seats or whatever. I have never once forgotten who was in my back seat. I do
but
not understand.
Just because you didn't doesn't mean you couldn't have.
Well, maybe, Scott, Dana, I'm going to argue that I could not have.
We've talked about this before. God, there was a heartbreaking article about this a couple of years ago, and they profiled a couple of people who have done this. They were physicians, police officers, an Air Force veteran. They are plumbers and teachers.
I'm not saying they do it on purpose, Dana.
They're not. What I'm trying to tell you is, and all of them said, well, I would never do that.
Right.
Until it happened.
Right. I'm not saying anybody does this on purpose. I mean, maybe somebody does, but I'm not saying that the vast majority of children left in these car seats are left there on purpose. What I'm simply trying to say is I don't know how you have such a life-changing event, okay, that occurs to you, the birth of a new child, and somehow, some way, you end up forgetting this newfound responsibility in your life.
It's also one change in one routine in your day, Scott, where this happens. And in the article, and I've cited it endlessly on this program, it was a career military woman who realized when the daycare called her and said, hey, we're just making sure, is everything okay? We didn't see your son today. And when that call came in at 5 p.m., she realized he was out in the parking lot in the car. And it is horrifying. If we can start just putting the weight sensor in the back seat, why not do it?
I was just about to say the very thing you just said. Why is it that somebody can sit in the front seat of my car
ding,
and it will automatically tell you that they have not put on their seatbelt?
Yep.
Or if you look on the dash, it will tell you that the passenger airbag is now activated.
Correct.
So I was going to say the same thing.
Mine dings
so
until
weird.
You...
Yeah.
If I have groceries and I put them in the front passenger seat, the groceries...
It will tell you to buckle your groceries
in. I have
up.
To buckle the groceries in or put up with that ding all the way home.
So why is it, Dana? It's so weird that you and I had the same train thought there. Why is it that you can't put a 12-pound baby, 14-pound baby in the back seat and it registers and...
And when the car is turned off,
it starts to ding. Or if it notices that you've locked the door and the weight is still back there, the car starts honking.
It will go
at
crazy.
You.
There is newly proposed legislation that wants this mandated. It's mandatory inclusion of forgotten child alerts in all new vehicles. And it would be. You know, it would start in 2020 or 2021.
Fine, whatever.
So what would this mean for people like me who have a back seat just full of random crap?
Clean your car out.
That's what it would mean. All like, right. Funny, this happened on Saturday. I had to pick up a keg from a Boulevard beer keg. The only place the keg would fit was in the front seat. I get halfway out of the parking lot. Ding, ding, right. Ding. I'm like, oh.
Well, that's precious cargo. You
got to buckle it up. In the Boulevard wheat.
Yeah, you should buckle that in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me we can't do this in the back seats. I agree. Right. It should be done.
And literally, if you leave the baby in the back seat and then lock the door and the car notices this, it should embarrass
bam,
you.
Bam, bam.
Moron, there's your kid still in the back seat. Moron, come back to your car.
That's what it should do.
Okay, but to Will's point, what does it mean for groceries?
Yes, groceries. That's what we're calling the stuff in my backseat.
Are you a car hoarder person?
Will, I wasn't going to say this to you. I have seen your car, and I'm a little bit alarmed.
Are you... and I'm not judging, because my car is usually messy.
I'm not a car hoarder. I'm just not a car cleaner-outer.
Okay.
It's concerning to me.
I have noticed it as well, I'll be
Sam,
honest.
Sam, are you a car clean person or a car non-cleaner-outer person?
I have not washed my truck in a month, and it bothers me every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which car are you talking about? Is Black Thunder that you're talking about, Scott?
The car, not the SUV. Okay. That's the one I'm talking
about. The
one
that you drive to work every day.
Okay.
I don't know. The one...
Then, yeah, that's Black Thunder.
It's got the anti-Jayhawk...
Yes.
License plate on it.
Yeah.
That I just think is rude.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Well, don't give out his license plate. But really?
Well, it's not your license plate. It's like a...
No, it's actually my license plate.
Oops, I thought that was just on the front.
No, surprise.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
I didn't give it out.
I have a messy car, but every 2 or 3 days, I go through with a little grocery baggie, and I clean everything out of it. Mm. Chris is a weirdo about his car. Like, if I say, hey, can I borrow your truck? He goes, yeah.
I thought I was anal retentive.
No, he is.
Kelly and Chris need to hang out together. She vacuumed out my car yesterday because there were a couple of specks of, like, yard
Like, I think he stuff. Waxes the interior. I mean, he
well,
is
Well, it's
a,
called armor-rolling
right,
the interior.
Right, correct. He has the wipes.
Yeah, I got...
Oh, I have all that stuff, too.
I got my interior armor-rolled yesterday.
Did they knock the dust off?
Off the mantle?
She dusted the dashboard.
I'm telling you, there is no gray area. People are either super neat freak car, or you look like you are roaming around in an episode of Hoarder's Car.
Will, I need to talk to you, by the way. I'm concerned.
Is this an intervention? Is that what we're doing here?
We need to talk.
All right.
And I love you.
I love you,
too. Did you pick Julie up in that car?
No.
Okay.
No, she's not seen Black Thunder, and that's not changing.
When are you going to show her Black Thunder?
Well, she needs to see Black Thunder.
No, she knows of its existence, but thank you.
The machine of a dream. Such a clean machine. With the pistons so, a pumping.
I've been sitting on this for a couple of weeks, and I didn't know how to approach it or even to discuss it for fear that Dana would think I was crazy.
Well, I already think you're crazy.
Well, that's true. For fear that you guys would think I was crazy. Than I am. But I got to be quick. I've heard people say in the past, I got a call from God. And I always thought, you're nuts. And I always thought, what does he do? Ring your cell phone? You just pick it up and, hello, it's God.
That sounded like Bill Grady. But
I was
go
just
ahead.
About to say, when God calls, do you become Bill Grady?
Mm-hmm. But all
why do we always presume God has such a deep voice anyway?
Well, he does. He sounds like you.
Okay.
I think when I was in the Dominican Republic, I think I heard for the first time in my life from God.
You're telling me this at 5:55.
We can talk about it tomorrow if you want. I don't care. I was sitting on the balcony at our hotel, and it was early morning. Everybody was still asleep, and I'm sipping a cup of coffee on the balcony, just looking at the palm trees, minding my own business, and I didn't hear a voice. I just had this overwhelming sensation. I can't even come close to describing it. It wouldn't make sense to you. And I was given a message in this sensation, if you will. And the message was very simple. You're not doing enough. That's all it said. You're not... Don't...
I'm not laughing! Because if I told you this, you would have teed up that joke and gone with it. But I'm not going to do it.
It said, you're not doing enough.
Okay.
And I remember sitting on the balcony. I can't believe I'm telling you this story.
I can't believe you waited till 5:56 to tell me this story.
Yeah, really?
And so I remember sitting on the balcony, and I'm overwhelmed with these words.
Okay.
And I said, what do you mean? And all I got back was one word. Wait. That was it. So there I am, sitting on the balcony thinking, okay, I'm having severe craziness hit me all at once. Right. I'm in the Dominican Republic. I was sober as sober could be. It was 7:00
were
in the morning.
Were you meditating?
No,
were you...
I was sitting there. The funny thing was, I told a buddy of mine this. I said, it's so weird. All these years I've asked God to talk to me, to give me an answer. And it was the one time I never asked a question that I got an answer. Then, whoa.
Okay.
Kelly comes out onto the balcony. She has a cup. She woke up a little bit later than I did. She has a cup of coffee, and she sits down right next to me at the table on the balcony. I said, honey, you're going to think I'm nuts, but I have to tell you something. And I told her what I just told you. She puts her cup of coffee down. She looks at me, and she said, I got the same message. I kid you not.
You're waiting until 5:58 to drop that little nugget on me.
Sit on that for the night.
Maybe you both just weren't doing enough. Like, go do some beach yoga or something.
Yeah, that's what God was saying.
And the Lord said, hey, go down, do some beach yoga.
That's what he was trying to say.
Parks 316.
Get off your butt. Get off this balcony.
You're not doing enough. Why are you sitting here drinking coffee? Go do something. You know they're playing bingo.
Ooh, bingo.
Yeah, that happened. Have a great night. We got to run. Be safe, be well. And most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.